Brad Wheatless, ABC News.
WTBQ.
On 93.5, 1110, or WTBQ.com. You just need to make sure your radio or computer are on. The number to reach us is 845-651-1110. So jump on in and make sure and make some new friends. You can listen to the replay on the Facebook page. Just click like. It's all the rage. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, the ringleader of this crazy chat. My partner in crime, the incomparable Joe Curry. Or as they say on the road, hey, Captain Stupid, you're late. Let's hurry. And once again, rejoining the mix, the estrogen part of the show, Pip Helix. And why did I rhyme the intro to the show? Because I'm on vacation, so the mind's the first thing to go. Hello, all. How are you?
Hello. How are you, sir?
I am very good.
Yeah, you're on vacation. I'm jealous.
Now, where are you on vacation at?
I am in Ocean City, Maryland.
Ocean City, Maryland. Nice, nice. Are you getting a tan?
Yeah, I got burned the first day, got a little bit of a tan. I'm already starting to peel.
Good.
So it's a beautiful thing. I was at the water park today, the Jolly Roger Water Park. And
the Jolly Roger Water Park?
I didn't name it.
Do you have an eye patch?
He did have an eye patch. Arr. He was smiling. He was a happy-go-lucky pirate, the type of pirate you might see in the village.
Welcome to the Jolly Roger Water Park. Go down the slide, will you?
Do you have an eye patch tan line?
I didn't look underneath his eye, Pip.
No, did you get him a little eye patch to wear? I was at Captain Jolly Roger's water park.
You just stink.
Yeah. We'll be going down the slide.
I only wish upon you two the joy of having little children. So that you too will spend vacations at Jolly Roger's
theme park. You would have gone regardless.
Listen,
I wanted to tell you guys I saw something that was quite patriotic today at the amusement park, which I'd never seen before.
What?
At 5 o'clock, they played the national anthem.
And everybody just stopped going down the slide and put their hand over their heart.
Pretty much, it was the wildest thing. Everybody stopped what they were doing, and it was the national anthem. It was the weirdest thing.
That is really why 5? What? It's so random.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the official start time. Maybe there was a baseball game to be played. I don't know.
What did you go over the P? All right, put your towels down. We're going to celebrate the old national anthem.
That's right. The national anthem.
I'm shaking your seat.
I'm shaking your
seat. So I thought that was kind of random. Have you guys ever seen that in an amusement park?
No. Not really, no.
No.
I think they should do that at a Great Adventure when you're driving through the baboons. Like at 5 o'clock, all the baboons stop crapping on your car.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's nothing to remove. They're not wearing caps.
Yeah, they could all put their behinds. They could all put their behinds together, red, white, and blue. You ever see a baboon's butt?
I've never seen a blue one. That one, I don't know. What was it, left in the freezer? What the hell?
Fell in a berry bush.
What it take? It's about 2 minutes to start talking about chimpanzees and baboon buttocks.
Really? Yeah, it's right to ass every show.
I
blame you. I blame you, Pip. When Joe and I are on the air together, it's very very responsible. We do good quality radio, and you come in and you ruin it. That's what you do.
I bring the ass.
I tell you, if I'm going on vacation, I'm going to Australia. They had a picture in the Post yesterday. I don't know if people saw it. This alligator the size of a city bus comes out of this water, and they're feeding it. And the thing is, it's scary. And the thing is, it's missing an arm because it got attacked by a shark. How big is this shark? I would never swim in that lake.
Forget about that.
That'd be like a Shark Week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's like Alien versus Predator. No, forget about that. It's Alligator versus Shark.
Alligator versus Shark. I'd like to see how that would pan out.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I think we already know how it pans out. The shark wins.
Yeah, I know. But maybe, maybe there's a bigger, a better fighting alligator or something like that.
you don't think he was the best they had to offer?
You got a point. You won. If you saw this thing, he's pretty much the top-rung guy.
So a knockout. If the alligator is walking around in circles because he's only got three legs, and Jaws is mocking him. He's up on his dorsal fin. He's talking trash.
Well, it must have been like Rocky with reptiles and fish. Come on, Rock. Yeah, you get. You bit my leg off, Mickey.
You can't win, Rock. He's a big shark. Use your fin, Rock. Use your fin.
You had me at dorsal fin.
He's got eight rows of teeth to rip you apart.
I like to bring the proper biography to the show. That's what I do here.
There you go. There you go.
What did you guys think of my rapping intro? We're not really rapping. More like rhyming.
Your rapping intro? We came in late. We couldn't hear you that much.
Of course we did. I told them I'd go as soon as a couple seconds into the music, and of course that didn't work.
Yeah, well, we tried. We tried. I got a little nervous because I didn't know where you were, but now that you're here.
I was here and I heard like nothing. I'm like, I wonder if I'm talking to myself.
Yeah. this is like the Enterprise when like Captain Kirk would go on some planet and like, you know, Spock and Sulu are here running things, and you're calling in.
Well, it's like when they call down to the engine room. I can't, Captain. I can't. Shit, I don't have enough power.
All right, we got Devin in Ocean City, sir. We need to get him on the air.
Energized.
I think we jumped the shark when we stopped talking about the shark.
We jumped the shark with the beginning, the entry music.
have they done the annual handing off of the board yet? Has Frank sidled on in and is working the board right now?
Nope. They're still there.
Rich is still there manning the helm?
Yep.
Rich is looking at us like, what am I, chopped liver? What, yeah. You're begging for Frank now?
Yeah.
No, well, you know, so I guess it's me. Maybe I stink. Well, we know I stink. Because whenever I'm there, Rich can't wait to leave. I guess he's going to stick around for a while. All right, good.
He said, oh, good, he's not here. I'll stay.
Yeah, he can't see you. So that's why he's sticking around.
Then I'm fine. I'll do all the shows from Ocean City. I got no problem.
Hey, Ocean City's a nice place. I'll get my cell phone and join you.
Remember to bring your hook.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, Joe. If you're down here in Ocean City, I'm not going to be. Okay? So.
Oh, really? We can't go to our Captain Bly's water park or whatever it's called together? Go down the slide?
No, I don't want to see you going down the slip and slide. That does nothing for me.
Well, I'm a pretty hairy fat guy, so it'll look like Country Bear Jamboree. So. That's a true story. I was on a cruise one time, and there were some chicks in a hot tub. I'm like, I'm going to jump in there. And he ran like hell, and all of a sudden, all these fat guys jumped in with me. And I'm like, what is this? Bare necessities, the very bare necessities. I'm like, this stinks.
My friends and I went to a hotel, and one of the, you know, bear jamboree jumped into the hot tub with us, and I swear to God, there was this foam on top of the water.
Yeah.
And then we started seeing, like, the foam was turning gray. Ugh. And we're like, oh, God. You know, so we had to jump out of there because we're sitting in this human stew with this bear.
No, yeah, what's wrong with you? Don't you like gray gravy? I think it's gray in it. What are you talking about?
Gray.
I thought he was delicious.
I was working on a road, and I'm in a hot tub, the hot tub at the hotel, and I'm just sitting there. I go, oh, this is nice. So the guy that works there comes up and goes, is it hot enough for you? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, a guy died in it yesterday. I hope you drained it and cleaned it.
No. Nope.
Wait, hold on. Let's back up here. I didn't know Motel 6 has had a hot tub.
No, the.
No, he was at the Notel.
The Notel.
Listen, I didn't know anybody took you on the road unless it was me. I had no idea.
Well, there's other idiots around.
Sure.
Sure.
Other gullible parties. Poor Joe. Speaking
of idiots, I got to ask you guys this question.
Great, we're available.
Yeah, we're here. We're
ask
on call.
Away.
Well, we're waiting.
This is the best I could do to man the helm while I was on iron.
All right, look, it's showtime. Take your eye patch off and let's get to work.
Well, hold on. Let me take off the hook and let me walk the plank. All right, you done?
Not quite. There's probably something else will occur.
I try to share a little moment with you two clowns, and this is what I get. Fine.
Hold on. Joe, will you take off that rainbow afro wig? It's really distracting.
Yes, I'll put the rubber chicken away. Luckily, we can hear you because the guy was cutting the lawn right next to the window.
Sounds like we had a whole hive of bees in here with us.
Yeah.
Well, that would probably be James from the Buzz. He's the one who has the bees.
Yeah.
They should have called him up. He would have gotten rid of the bees, and he would have made some sweet, sweet honey.
Ah, sweet, sweet honey.
All right. But I want to ask you guys, because we were talking about idiots.
Right.
And usually when I'm talking about idiots, I'm referring to Joe or Pip. But no, not so much in this case. The question is, This guy, Christian Lopez, he catches Jeter's ball, and he gives it back to Jeter. Now, he owes $100,000 in college loans, and he gives up a 3,000th hit. Is Christian Lopez an idiot?
Yeah. Yes,
hey, no bones about it. What do you really think?
No bones about it. And let me tell you, Christian, if you're out there, call us, because I know you're on the sports show. Because let me tell you something. That guy, Derek Jeter.
Wait a minute, he was on the sports show before us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
I know.
Yeah.
They brought it.
Cool.
And look what we got. We got you from Ocean City, so, you know.
Wow. Well, there you go.
But, you know, not for nothing. I mean, this guy, the guy works hard. He's got $100,000 in school loans. He works for Verizon, all right? I would have kept that ball. I mean, Derek Jeter, without endorsements, made over $15 million a year. If that was me, I would take him to the cleaners. I'm like, you want the ball? Pay up, Captain. Okay?
Oh, see, I
agree. What about the sentiment that Derek Jeter, you know, if you're a big Yankee fan, he's given us a lot of great memories and everything.
Absolutely.
And it's just a nice thing to do.
Yeah, you know what? Derek Jeter can give me a memories, too. 200,000 of them.
Well, Derek Jeter could give me memories, too, but I'm a married woman, and that's another story. I'm sorry. I had to say it. It had to be said. But I disagree. I respectfully disagree. Because I think that Derek Jeter, if anybody... I mean, the Yankees are a really historied, storied legacy of a team.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has really got a respect for the grandeur of the history of the Yankees, it's Derek Jeter. Look, when Bob Shepard died, he even had him, before he died, rather.
Yeah,
yeah, that would have been grim. Before he died, he had him record his introduction to come out to the plate.
Can I interrupt for a second? Go and give me the spot.
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, Joe, but wait, you bring up Bob Shepard. He didn't even go to Bob Shepard's funeral.
He didn't?
No, he did not.
I'm really surprised to hear that, actually.
Yeah. Well, if you read the papers, you would know this.
I don't. You know I live under a rock. Do you have to tell the whole Orange County community this?
I got a little distracted. There's a guy weeding a bush right next to us.
I know. I wish he'd leave me alone.
Yeah.
maybe he has an opinion on the cheater thing. Come on in.
Hey, you with the bees. Get in here. We need some help.
He keep the money. I mean, look, you know, I not for nothing. I mean, this poor, you know, the guy has $100,000 in school loans. He works for Verizon. He's probably struggling, you know, like we all are. I mean, Derek Jeter makes all this money with, you know, not even with the endorsements. He lives with a supermodel. I mean, you know what? You know, pay up. Pay up.
That sounds like sour grapes to me about the whole supermodel thing, if you ask me.
No.
But,
Joe lives with a supermodel, too. It's a beautiful aircraft carrier. It's a lovely supermodel.
It's the Nimitz.
No, but wait. I think that with the whole Yankee history, if you've ever been through the museum in Yankee Stadium, there's this whole wall of all the balls that have, you know, made some kind of historical marker.
Yeah, what's that have to do with Christian Lopez, though? He doesn't have an autographed ball in there.
No, he doesn't. He has a $14,000 tax bill as a result.
Yes.
But my point is, handing it in the first place was not the wrong thing to do. That wasn't a stupid thing to do. It was a very generous thing to do. And if it was any of the Yankees that he was going to do it for, I would hope it would be Jeter. If it was me, I caught A-Rod's ball, I'm selling that. But not Jeter.
So it's because it's Jeter.
It's because it's Jeter.
I think there's a lot of that sentiment. Now, Joe, you're a Mets fan. Let's say... trying to think of a Met that would ever get 3,000 hits.
We don't have that time.
All right, they say Kevin McReynolds in his prime.
Right.
Yeah. How far are you guys going back?
I mean, say Daryl Strawberry, you know, hit his 500th home run as a Met.
Right.
I mean, and you caught it. Would you give it to Daryl?
No. I would have them buy it from me because they charge you a bloody fortune to go to these ball games. They charge you $35 to park. They charge you, you know, it's $75 to get in. The concession prices are out of this world. They could care less about our money and what we have. So you know what? I'm paying to come see you. I catch the ball. Guess what? Pay up.
See, my wife's take on the whole thing was, for $100,000, you know, if the balls are at $100,000, she'd probably give it back to Derek Jeter because it really wouldn't change her life. I don't know what her life is.
Really?
But it wouldn't change it. But for $500,000, she would try to sell it.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I kind of agree with Pip. You know what? Maybe because it was Derek Jeter, I might give it back. But you know what? I you got to call the lawyer. You can't just pony it up. I think he got caught up in the moment. And, you know, as Pip said, of course, you know, the government, they're broke. Well, you know what? We can close the deficit if we get the taxes on that cheater ball.
Yeah, really.
Wait a minute. We could pay our loans? If we got that cheater ball, we could sell it?
We could pay the loans.
For the United States. It was the patriotic thing to do for him to give it up and give it to the Yankees.
It was a patriotic thing to do.
I'm kidding.
You know what? This isn't the Jolly Roger at 5 p.m. What are you talking about?
Arr, I give the ball back. Arr.
Oh, Lord. What if he was not a Yankee fan and he didn't like the fact that they got a home run and he threw it back in the tradition of the ballpark?
Well, that happened. That's happened, you know, where historic home runs have been thrown back before because people didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Man. No, I'd be pretty mad about that. But, from my reading of what was happening in the newspaper, the security guards were over there on top of that guy and, like, you know, one hand under each armpit and dragging him off before he had a chance to think about it.
Oh, that was for his own safety.
That was for his own safety.
I know. And please, if I ever catch a historical landmark baseball, somebody grab me under the armpits and drag me off into the tunnels of Yankee Stadium.
It's hard to catch those balls when you're sitting on your couch, but 100%.
I go to
the
stadium.
If you're catching balls, I doubt that Derek Jeter's at home. But anyway.
Hey, we weren't going to talk about my personal life. Oh, wait, I brought it up already. It's on the table.
Cat's out of the bag.
All right, so Joe would put it on eBay or sell it if all it's worth. Pimp, if it was Jeter's, we'd give it back, but if it was somebody else's,
like A-Rod,
she would sell it. You know what? I think I would sell it. I don't know 100%, but you know what? $100,000 maybe it doesn't help my wife's life. Maybe it helps mine. Maybe I start a life without it. But for $100,000, I'm willing to find out.
Well, you know, I have to say that even though I would be of a mind to give it back to Jeter and the Yankees as part of their legacy, I would hope that the Yankees would find a way to help this guy out with this tax burden that's all of a sudden been thrust upon him. Because this is just
I think our company said they're going to pay his tax.
I would hope so, because the IRS are a bunch of, well, I'm not using my real name so I can say it, a bunch of money-grubbing, greedy bastards that would just bite a bigger hole into that guy than the shark did into the alligator.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
oh,
just,
wow.
Just by thinking about it. I mean, think about those people on that extreme home makeover show. They, you know, mm-hmm. they get the sorriest stories. You know, people in really dire straits or really good people. They build them this, you know, Disneyland of a home, and then they're like, and here's your tax bill. Bye.
That happened in my hometown.
They built this
beautiful house in Bergenfield for these handicapped kids. And everything, and then, you know, the government says, well, we want our piece, and I think they had a move. I don't know.
That's awful, because they do a lot of that down by the island where I live. There was a home improvement company that works with those folks, and they've done a couple of those, what is it called, extreme makeover?
It's like extreme home makeover, or something?
Yeah, extreme home makeover, and I mean, they help a lot of needy people. You think they would give them a break
taxes. You'd think the show would think that through in their cost,
yeah.
You know? But, unless they're a 501K or, something like that, and unless they actually are eligible to be tax exempt in their town or to get a break for some reason, no, they're going to get the full boat of their assessment like anybody else, and it's just they're not prepared for that.
Yeah, and should the show ask them, tell them, before we set the cameras up, you're going to get taxed on it. You sure you want to do it?
Well, that's the show I want to say. I want to see what happens when the tax bill comes.
Yeah.
Don't show them all happy and smiling and looking at the beautiful house. I want to see what happens when the tax collector comes. That's the show I want to see.
Welcome to Extreme.
I want to see somebody kick Ty in the nuts. That's a good show.
Welcome to Extreme Audit.
Extreme IRS Takeover.
Extreme IRS Takeover. I like that.
Nobody else does. A 90-foot handicap ramp. Well, that's going to be taxed at about $30 a square foot, my friend. Extreme tax audit.
Well, listen, man. Times are tough. The government is desperate to get funds right now. People are doing everything they can to save money. Did you guys hear about this woman in Texas? She was a serial couponer, and she would cut out coupons to save money so she could buy things for her kids, like food. But apparently she was accused of stealing coupons from, like, the machines where they sell the Sunday papers.
Yeah.
And they're trying to put her in jail. Do you guys hear about this?
Yeah, it's
this is down in Texas.
It's down in Denton, Texas, okay? And what happened was a witness that has, I guess, nothing better to do. Never mind watching somebody robbing a house, a club, and an old lady. I'm going to watch this lady take coupons out of a newspaper stand, and they caught her stealing packets from this coin-operated newspaper stand.
But wait, she took the inserts out of the newspaper and she had to go to jail for that?
Yeah, what they did was they put her in jail. They put the original fine was $50. $50.
Okay.
They locked her up for 24 hours. They increased the fine, which could be anywhere up to $4,000, and they're not even really telling her what the charge is. But
hold the phone. Wait a minute. The coupon lady has the same fine as Casey Anthony?
Pretty much.
Yeah, wait a minute. With Casey Anthony, there were no witnesses.
Oh, you're going to hell for that, my friend.
Oh, please, don't worry. We'll get Satan on the phone next week if I need him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't worry. I'll be sitting at the next bar stool next to you with clean glasses.
Nice. Yeah. Listen, if you don't crack down on these people for cutting out coupons now, next thing you know, they're going to diners and stealing sweet and low packets. You can't have that. It would just be anarchy.
Yeah.
They do that. Did you ever see it during senior citizen like coupon night? They do steal the sweet and lows.
My mother-in-law will rip the place blind. She will come back with ketchup packets, salt, a stool, a waitress that's been waiting to get out of the bag for 3 weeks. Yeah, because my grandparents and parents, they grew up during the Depression, and they had nothing. So, they have this mindset that if it's free, it's for me.
Yeah.
And by free, meaning belonging to somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, but that is that Depression mindset is really scary. I saw my friend's Aunt Ruth take the wax paper that goes on the outside of a stick of butter?
Yeah.
They were done using the butter on their toast, and they were about to throw it out, and she went, wait, grabbed the wax paper and licked it because there was a little bit of butter left, and you don't waste anything. We're little kids. We're horrified, like, are you kidding me? That woman's licking the butter wax paper. But
that sounds so hot. Aunt Ruth.
Listen, Aunt Ruth was really, she was really something to see.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Licking that wax paper. Do we have any sexy music for this sequence? No.
Well, ask the person on the board. I know we can get a Britney Spears orgasm.
A buttergasm.
A buttergasm. And more butter.
Yeah,
there you go.
There it is.
Aunt Ruth, you licked that butter, yeah.
Oh, Aunt Ruth, come on, work it.
Work that butter, that's right.
Work it, Aunt Ruth.
I can't believe it's nut butter, yeah.
You should see her in the dairy aisle of the supermarket. It's out of control. She can't go back to Kang's.
You know, my dad never licked butter, not that I noticed, but he was an extreme couponer.
Really?
He's an extreme couponer. I mean, he didn't grow up in the Depression era, but, you know, he wouldn't, like, there'd be food that we liked growing up, and he wouldn't buy it unless it was on sale or he had a coupon for it.
No.
But, you know, if we didn't like it and it was on sale and he had a coupon, he was bringing that home.
No. I know. I have a.
And me and my mom would be like, nobody wants this. We don't like this. He's like, fine, I'll drink it or I'll eat it. And we just sit there.
Well, that's the whole draw of those coupons. They get people to buy things they ordinarily wouldn't even touch because it's on sale. And, you know, I can't even tell you how many times I've bought clothes because it was on sale, and I got home and I said, what the holy hell is this? Where did I think I was wearing that? And, you know, and the stuff is still in my closet. You know, I can't
wear
anything.
You should know that something like that 3T from the Baby Gap isn't going to fit anymore.
Oh, yes, it does.
It does.
All right, settle down, you two. We'll get the orgasm back.
Well, speaking of the orgasm sound, I'm not an extreme couponer, but there was a point in time where my roommate and I used to go to one of those, discount stores.
Yeah.
I believe it's unfortunately named BJ's. I say no more.
I love BJ's.
I bet you do. And, great store. But
absolutely.
And I was in the store, and I'm fooling around with my friend.
I beg your pardon?
I was fooling around with my friend.
Gotcha.
In BJ's. And we went over to the health and beauty supply area, and there was this huge, I mean, obscenely huge box of condoms on sale. I mean, it was this box. I mean, I'm talking this box was big enough I could wrap both my arms around it. And I just thought this was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. Like, who needs a gross of condoms unless you're a prostitute? I mean, oh my God. So I go over to be a
jerk. Having trouble enough to find your sugar daddy or pimplicious man in your life.
Needs, that's
are 6-packs, 12-packs, 24-packs of condoms not enough? Do you want to be ripped so sore that you look like you just got off a bucking bronco? Then go to BJ's.
I would have loved. I would buy that big crate, a crate of margarita mix, and a box of ring dings, and going, we're having a party this weekend.
No. This thing was absurd. It was a coffee table. You could have put the margaritas on top of this box of condoms. So to be a jerk, because I can't control myself in public, and nobody is friends with me anymore because of it, except for you guys. Thanks, guys.
No, we're not.
No, you're not. No, you're really not.
You serve a purpose, that's all. But you get it.
That's what he said. Anyway,
yeah.
So I grab my arms around this gigantic box of condoms, and I go, all right, well, we'll put this in the cart. And I didn't even notice that there's this huge guy standing next to me, and he goes, yeah, that's a really good price.
Like he's been shopping around.
Best price I found.
And I married that man. No, I was just...
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. I didn't even know they made value pack condoms like that.
Apparently they do. I thought this has got to be the box that the smaller boxes that they're selling are inside of.
Let me ask you this. What kind of expiration date is realistic for a box of condoms that big? Because they do expire.
You know what? You just have to be optimistic and have them, you know, expire next year. You know, just think.
Next year, still, come on. Well, they're obviously not for married people.
No. This is singles only.
Yeah, but can you imagine you're in the heat of the moment, things are starting to get going, and you don't have a condom, and you just remind yourself that you're in this situation with no condom, and I have a crate of them in the garage back home. That must be frustrating.
I mean, do you have to have one of the people who work there help you put that in the car? Do you tie that to the roof? I mean, how does that get in the car?
No, I think that guy that lurks around in that aisle helps you put it in the car. Yeah.
And on that note,
yes,
you are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ. We got to take a break. Listen to the commercials. We'll be back on the other side.
Can't wait for nighttime. I am going to GW's, the local place for the nightlife. GW's has so much to do. I think I'll start off with a GW's American burger. Or maybe I'll get some of their famous wings. Maybe I should just wait till I get there and look at their menu full of all the great food. I can't wait to have one of those tasty beverages, and I'm definitely going to watch the game there. And then maybe I'll go play some pool. Then I'm going to dance all night long to one of their awesome DJs or great rock bands. So much to do, and it's all in Chester, New York at the ShopRite Center. If you want to live the nightlife, you should definitely come to GW's and check them out at GW's Tavern on Facebook, or just give them a call at 845-469-FOOD. GW's Nightlife is the right life.
Hi, my name is Davin Rosenblatt of the Davin and Cisco Show. Besides being the host of a radio show, I am a professional stand-up comedian and owner of the ever-growing entertainment company Sidesplitting Productions. As a performer, I have appeared on Comedy Central and performed several tours overseas for our troops. As a company, for over a decade, Sidesplitting Productions has been providing the very best in live stand-up comedy, murder mystery shows, DJs, and celebrity impersonators across the nation. Our entertainers are perfect for restaurants, special family events, and making that corporate event or party a stunning success. For a free consultation and quote, call me anytime at 845-986-7806. That's 845-986-7806. Or check us out on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
That's SIDESPLITTING
PRODUCTIONS.com. Sidesputtingproductions.com.
Success Martial Arts, the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training with a family fun environment custom tailored for children, teens, and adults. Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations, on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury, and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information. 845-469-1716 or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Nick Belasco, host of the St. Anthony Community Hospital Roundtable, heard every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 8 a.m. Tune in to hear about the latest in health news from me and my guests here on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the daily stock market update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Other than a few passing clouds tonight, skies will be mainly clear. Quite cool, though, as lows drop to near 55 by morning. A partly sunny day will be on tap tomorrow, still comfortably warm as highs reach the low to mid-80s. Mainly clear Friday night, and looking into Saturday, sunshine will mix with a few afternoon clouds, warmer and just a bit more humid as highs reach the mid-80s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mihalik.
WTBQ.
And we are back. You are listening to Dav and Dan on WTBQ 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, or WTBQ.com. You can call us on 845-651-1110. Joe Pip, you still there?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, you never know with these phone situations. I know Rich is working the board, and he is the backbone of the station, but, sometimes things go wrong, but it's good to see we're having a little less technical difficulties than we usually do.
Nope, there's a firm hand on the wheel tonight.
Are you talking about Rich or something that's going on in the studio with you?
Yeah, I'll never tell.
No, I saw something going on at the window, but probably not for family ears.
It's the landscaper.
Oh, no, the landscaper's not back, is he? This is incredible.
Now he's got the blower.
I say nothing.
You guys are like amazed that we actually have like a landscaper. It's a very nice studio.
It is a very nice studio. It's just that when the landscaper's 2 feet away while you're trying to do a radio show with a leaf blower, it's a little frustrating.
Oh, wait.
Well, listen, Psychic Cindy has gone after her, sent him a message not to do it at 8 o'clock, to do it at 7.
Yeah,
she's no dummy.
He's hanging out in the back of the landscaping truck with the breeze going through his hair. We must not do it at 8.
No, I'm grabbing that guy in a Vulcan mind meld. I'm going, stop it.
Stop
Don't
it.
Do that.
Or just yell at the window and tell him to knock it off. Tell him immigration.
Amigra.
No, when I was many, many years ago when I did college radio, there was a cleaning woman in the student center, and she used to, like, open up the studio door while you were on air and with the vacuum cleaner. Rah! I mean, I can't tell you how many times that happened.
Housekeeping.
No respect.
Housekeeping.
See, I have done everything I can to make sure that this sounds good for my end. I actually sequestered myself in a spare bedroom in the house where nobody can find me, although I am staring at a green crab on the wall. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, you got a house down there?
Yeah, rented a three-bedroom house.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah, sure. You know, the radio pays big bucks.
I know. Is it right on the water?
No, it's right by. It's not right on the water. It's right by the water.
Right.
But, you know, it's three bedrooms, you know, full kitchen, living room, direct TV, you know, fireplace, which is what you need.
What you need you need in a beach house. Right.
The fireplace is important.
Listen, Joe, my family doesn't slum it. It's not like when you and I go to Flint, Michigan, and we double up in the Super 8 and we hope everything's still okay in the morning.
let me tell you something, though. I am so cheap. The worst hotel rooms I have ever had in my life have not been in comedy. It's been me booking them. I remember I was in North Carolina, and we were in this one hotel room, and my wife goes, "What's that yellow tape?" I go, "It's police tape. The cops are pulling it down."
No!
Honestly.
No!
Honest. Honest Indian.
Did you call the Travelocity gnome and yell at him for putting you there?
No, that was the Joelocity gnome just trying to find the cheapest rate.
Was this the base
really?
Hotel?
Really? What, did you find a coupon for?
Yes. I also found a hotel. I was working over in by Pittsburgh one time, and I had to get
look at that world tour.
I know. It's a matter of time, folks. A matter of time. And there were, this hotel, I found a $40 a night room, and it was weird because there was like room 118, room 120, room 122, a chiropractic office, room 125.
No.
I swear to God.
You showed me that place.
I showed you the room.
Yes, you did.
It was unbelievable. I go, a chiropractic
in the middle of the motel.
I don't know what they're adjusting in there,
and
but I don't
know,
think it was a back.
You know what's great about that hotel? Joe showed me the hotel. And you know how in New York, New Jersey, you see George Washington slept here?
Right.
You know, you see down the wall. On their walls, when Joe showed me, it says, some schmuck from Long Island actually slept here.
You know what?
That's a tribute.
That would have been a big improvement, boy. I tell you, I could sure. Oh, boy. I would be a lousy travel agent, let me tell you.
You have $50. I could do something for you for $25. How do you feel about that? You don't really need them in your room, do you?
Sometimes you get these flyers. You get flyers sometimes, like Hawaii, $550.
That's tempting.
Plus airfare. What are you riding in the back of the plane? What are you riding like with luggage?
You're strapped to the wing.
And where are you going to stay? I would love one time I would love to have the money. I would take $3,000, put it in my pocket, and go on one of those just to see where they're going to what they're doing with you. And you got the money, so you can always bail. You know, go to a nice place.
You're going to get twisted more than in the chiropractor's room in that motel.
Yeah, really. But
I have never put my family in a crap hole.
No,
I've never put them. When they go on vacation, they're doing it. They're staying in nice places.
Right.
So. Yeah. No, when you have
advice. Don't say when they go on vacation. I don't really get vacation, but when they go on vacation.
Well, you know, when you have your wife and child with you, you're going to get a nicer place than the slut cities that you're going to try to book when you're on tour.
Yeah, and people think, you know, the funny thing with stand-up, people go, oh, you're going away, that's a vacation, really? Making 200 drunks laugh at 10:30 at night? Oh, yeah, that's vacation.
Yeah.
Going to bring a book.
No, you're working for that money.
Yeah, working for that money, believe me.
She works hard.
Speaking of dealing with 200 drunks.
Yes.
I'm really just working the segue tonight.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of 200 drunks and a box of condoms that didn't work properly.
I can't wait to see where this is going.
You know, Joe, we have to deal with drunks and jerks all the time.
Yes.
That's part of what we do. But there's another more respectable part of the society that has to deal with that, too. The men with the badge, the police. And now they are cracking down on their steroid use in New Jersey.
Oh, Lord.
apparently there's been some troopers that indulge in steroids. And now they're adding steroids to the and HGH to the mandatory drug test.
But the funny thing is, they're saying it's random testing, like it's a surprise. Don't pick the fat one at the donut shop. Pick the 9-foot, you know, not him. Pick the 9-foot monster who tases himself because it tickles.
You're saying that we are going to have to profile the police to test them?
I want
yeah.
to.
Yeah, how about that? You know what? Sure, the Parkway Police in New York and New Jersey on the PIP. They claim
reality,
that
if you have to, I have something that I have to do too, but I haven't. This show.
Listen, they claim they don't profile people, but please, you know, you see the people pulled over. Do you see, you know, the guy in the suit, you know, white guy in the expensive car pulled over? No, you see a carload of black guys on the side of the road every time. Come on, you know. So why not?
Well, sure, that's the cops getting their steroids, of course.
That's their dealer.
What you got, man? What you got? What you got? What you got?
So am I reading this correctly, that this one doctor had been doling out all these prescriptions on...
Well, he's dead now, so you don't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I was going to go pound him one.
And pray tell, what did he die of? Steroid abuse.
No way.
Steroid
really?
Abuse, yeah. Apparently he was nipping out of the cookie jar.
Well, but isn't there something to be said for bigger, stronger cops?
I want them all like that, but crime would drop. Look, Newark would look like Mayberry if they had them all on steroids. Yes, Devin, I did a 1960s reference.
I got it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but no, I don't.
I'll let you two handle that.
You got a little quiet there. Yeah.
Yes, youngster, we'll take care of the old references. But the thing is, I do want them to be powerful and strong and able to take care of the bad guys, but steroids don't only do that. They push people over into irrationality, and all we need is a whole bunch of Ronnies from Jersey Shore with arresting powers.
Oh, that would be great.
You know.
With tank tops and a badge. That would be fantastic. Fantastic. And they don't just, like, go through the stuff in your car. They throw it out of your trunk like they're in a lover's rage. I would love to see that. I would just cruise up and down the parkway, actually doing the speed limit all the time if I could see that.
Did you know why I pulled yous over? You didn't have no gel.
Yeah. You don't punch a girl.
I kind of agree with Pip, though. A lot of police officers, a police officer, so they can, you know, they got picked on as kids, and they want to be the tough guy. No, not all of them. There's some good police out there. But, you know, a lot of them are tough. I don't need these guys hopped up on any more testosterone.
Yeah, I don't think that the majority are bad guys or have this little, you know, Hitler complex or something. I think that the majority of them are good guys that got into it for the good, you know, for really good reasons. You know, they wanted to help their community. They wanted to be on the good side. And I think that it's a really hard job because you think about what they see every day. They see people that they see in their community, the worst possible aspects of their personalities and behavior. They see the dark side that we don't see. They see what happens inside the house. They see what they're drinking and smoking and who they're smacking in the house and what they're capable of doing. So it's got to turn you a little bit psychologically to a darker place, you know? And I think that if you take that, I mean, with a reasonable, you know, normal, rational person, that they can find a way to compartmentalize that. But if you take somebody who's taking a drug that is going to make them irrational, this is a deadly combination.
In a certain situation, yeah, because there are certain situations, you know, I mean, I'm not a cop, but I watch cops, you know, and even though it's not like being there, you know, they show you what these guys have to go through, how cool, calm, and collected they have to be, you know, and it was like, I'll tell you a story. I was working last weekend, and there was a girl that came in the bar drunk. And
shocking.
Yeah, well, she was at the bar. She just fell over.
Wow.
Fell over. She mashed her face. She was, you know, bleeding on the floor. She was so and we're all trying to keep as calm as possible, you know, until the cops showed up. The cops showed up, and they're just like, all right, yeah, we'll take care of it. Nothing big. Everybody, you know, and to be in that situation, you know, you have to keep your cool. You have to be in command of the situation.
Yes.
If you're hopped up on steroids, it could.
Yeah, but if they were on steroids, wouldn't the police brutality videos be so much cooler?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not beating them with a stick. They're ripping off limbs. Also, they look like the alligator that fought the shark. I don't want to see. That's going to go viral.
They'd probably jump in after the alligator.
Absolutely. I'll show you how to fight a shark.
I don't want every ticket to turn into a cage match, though.
Do you
know? I mean, it's like, I'm sorry. I made a left before 5 o'clock. Oh, my God. Don't kill me.
You know the reason they're doing this, though, is because the state says it actually costs them a lot more money because the state, you know, we pay the medical benefits for the police, which we should.
Right.
But, you know, they're getting all these phony prescriptions and everything because it's costing us millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So it's not like people are worried about the public safety or the health of the police or the people at large. Again, it comes down to money.
Well, it still will come down to money because what they said was is that a regular panel test, if an officer goes in for a regular drug panel test, a blood test. That test is $35. For the steroid test, it's going to be $250.
Wow.
So it's, you know, I think they're looking.
You know what they need? You know what they need to do? They need to go to BJ's and buy them both.
I do.
Look. look at those condoms.
Maybe we have a couple of coupons. Maybe with each condom you get a steroid test. There's ways around this. They just need to be creative, Joe.
Well, just show them the condom box, you know. Do you want that crate of condoms? And if they go, no, they're fine. If they go, yum, 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 all right, we got you.
What, did he turn into the cookie monster?
Yeah. The condom monster.
I'm sorry, when the condoms are about to come out, I've never heard somebody go, nom, 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 nom. Where are you hanging out?
Jeez, Joe, what are you, like edible condoms? This one tastes like cherry. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's like, what are you using, a fruit roll-up? What the hell? Bet that's a big fruit roll-up.
Jody, you start salivating when you see edible underwear. Ooh, delicious.
Ooh, it's dark and cool in this barrel that I've fallen into.
Num, 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 num.
That was great. You had to see it in person. It was good.
Well, listen, I've seen Joe say inappropriate things in person. I can only imagine.
Hysterical.
Can we isolate, Rich, can we isolate that num, num, num? And have that as one of our sound effects? I know this is work, and I know you're going to say Frank's going to have to do it.
I know
Frank doesn't want to do it.
Oh.
I have to get up and do it. And
now, don't be bullied on the board up. Don't do that.
Oh,
no,
God.
I'm not being a Rich. I just know the way these conversations work. I've had them before. But Rich, if we could really have Frank isolate that num num num, I would like that to be one of my hot buns. Because that's right up there with the Britney Spears orgasm, and that's organic. That's Captain Stupid at his best.
Captain Stupid, thanks. I got.
You know what? I'm really enjoying this moment, but I'm really, really going to cry the moment when I say something and do something that he likes that much, that he wants to isolate it.
Listen, Pip, judging from three shows, no chance.
Wait, I haven't reached rock bottom yet? I can't go on celebrity rehab?
No, I just don't think you're going to say anything that interesting.
Oh, ow! Oh, that was sharp!
Sorry, but my wife yells at me when I make fun of Joe.
Oh, you call me stupid, but I guess you gave me some rank as a captain, so it's okay now.
You got promoted last week?
That's great. I remember that ceremony.
I can tell you this, your phone works a lot better than mine does.
Yeah, so maybe, you know what, maybe the problem with the, a little background, I talk to Joe a lot of times in the car because nobody else will take my calls, and I have him on the Bluetooth.
Right.
And he's always yelling at me that he can't hear me on my lousy Bluetooth.
Right.
But maybe I think we have an admission. It's just his lousy cell phone.
No. Every comic agrees. Besides your act, that car phone stinks.
Every comic agrees. Who are you talking to?
People that talk to you.
Four out of five comics agree.
People that talk to you in that Fisher Price Kia remote phone that you got in that car of yours.
Top of the line.
Whatever. Put your patch back on.
Yeah. Good pirate. Why don't you yum, 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 yum again? Rich, I really want that isolated. Please make Frank do that. I know we never got the Anthony from the Opie and Anthony promo that we wanted. I know we never got that isolated, but it's only a month old. So I'm sure we'll get it done soon.
He's going to bother you all week. Davin. Were you able to get that yum, yum, yum sound? I just wanted to get that isolated.
Otherwise, I have to have Joe come to my house and I have to record it, and it won't be, like, real.
No, if you show me some cookies.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Cookies?
I'm bringing a big box of condoms over.
Do it for you.
I'm bringing the condoms over. That'll get
it. Look, Joe, we got your lambskin. You like the protein, do you?
Ribbed for my pleasure.
You tickle when he eats them.
You can isolate that, too, yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. Unbelievable. What's the clock say? What's the clock say on the wall there, Joe?
It says Timex.
It says late
o'clock. You are a moron. You are no longer captain. You're back to corporal.
It says 7:52 and 28, 29, 30, 31, 32.
All right, shut up. Really? You stink. I'm just thinking if we have time to get into another new topic or if I'm going to make fun of you for another 6 minutes.
Let me ask you a question. Is the sun setting there? Does it look pretty?
Well, God, I'm sitting here right here on the porch with the Jolly Roger right now.
Arr.
He says hello, by the way.
I thought you were sitting in a bedroom by yourself looking at a big green crab.
I was, but that doesn't sound as good. I am looking at a deflated kiddie pool.
Yeah. Well,
what did you do?
The pool is like my dream, deflated and sad.
What did you do to those children? What did you do?
Nothing Casey Anthony wouldn't have done to them.
Oh, God.
Joe, did I tell you punishment jokes are back?
Punishment jokes are back?
Sure. Sometimes when the audience misbehaves, they need to be punished with jokes that are completely inappropriate.
Well, they're usually punished for 45 to an hour with you, so I don't know what you're saying.
Punishment.
Yeah, so that's the difference between you and me. For me, it's 45 to an hour. For you, it's 15, broken up by a raffle note. And Pip, well, Pip hasn't punished an audience in over a decade.
Yeah, I just like to punish 101 nowadays.
Speaking of punishment.
Yeah.
Punishment.
This is our punishment for you, Davin.
If you'd like to join in on this, you can call us 845-651-1110. We will try to get you on the board. Maybe you'll say something that we can isolate or probably won't isolate. But... it was speaking of punishment. You know what Westboro's doing? The Westboro Baptist? Betty Ford died, and they're trying to punish her by more of their silly protests?
They are out of their mind. You know why they're doing it? They said she was married twice. She's an adulterer who loved to sit with tawdry reporters and blather about sex. Never mind she was a noted first lady who helped thousands of people with alcoholism, but these dopes picked this out?
Yeah, I know. They're out of their minds.
Aren't these the ones that don't they have handlers and they trot around Madison Square Garden? Isn't that this church? Isn't this the Westminster Church?
Westminster Abbey?
Oh, it's a dog show. I'm sorry.
No, it's Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused.
Yeah. No, it's not William and Kate. We're back with the Phelps family.
Yeah.
These guys aren't even a church.
They're just like a kooky family who've decided to cherry pick items out of the Bible and, you know, bring their, you know, God hates this, God hates that.
God hates fags.
Oh, wait a minute. So they are a church. Never mind.
Yeah, they are.
God hates fags. Who's their God? Archie Bunker?
Yeah,
I don't like fags there.
Meathead, you better go down and protest there. Stifle it.
All right there, Lord. You're sitting on the right-hand side of me. Get out of my chair. You know
what
I mean?
Get out of my chair.
These people are insane.
I know. They really are. And I love the part about they were complaining that, you know, Betty Ford was teaching the daughters about premarital sex because, you know, in the Bible, premarital sex is adultery too. So, you know, okay, in the radio audience, everybody raise your hand if you're an adulterer. Yeah, everybody's hands are going up the steering wheel. Yeah. The board op is enthusiastically waving at us with both hands.
But wait, what happened? Wait, what?
Rich is waving both hands
waving
at
his
us.
Hands.
Yay
Why?
For
Are
adultery.
We running out of time?
No, it's the adultery thing.
Yeah, it's the adultery wave.
Raise your hands like you just don't care.
Oh, I got it. You started talking about adultery, and I was just thinking, I wonder if these nuts were going to protest BJ's for selling that many condoms. No. I got confused.
Well, one of the problems that they had was that she was talking to her daughters and also young women about sexual matters, and they actually called them, I'm quoting, selfish strumpets.
It sounds like something that the bakery sells. Doesn't it? Ooh, I'll take the cruller, I'll have the donut, I'll take 12 strumpets. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I love about the strumpets? They're always cream filled. Yeah.
I want my rank back.
that was rank, all right.
Much like a strumpet.
Like a strumpet.
It takes one to know one. Ridiculous. I mean, also, what kind of language is this? Strumpet.
Strumpet? I think it's from the 1600s.
Yeah, probably. like harlots.
Harlots.
Hobby horse. I mean, this is a ridiculous
hobby
one.
Horse.
Yeah, that's one. That's a really old one.
But there is a group that is standing up to them.
Joe, we don't have time to do. What time is it?
It's 7:57. 28.
No, we got to do your silly plugs.
Oh, okay. We got to do plugs? Alrighty.
Yeah. Okay. Where are you going to be, Joe?
I am going to be Santa Claus on Saturday. Because
nobody plugs that. Why would you plug that?
Because it's going to be torture. I picked up a Santa Claus Christmas in July. Yeah, I'm going to be dressed, and I'm going to be dying. So
you
kids,
know, people think that this is the bottom rung of your career. They don't need to know that there's actually worse stuff you do.
Well,
what's wrong with you?
Well, let me tell you something. It's going to be hot. And it's going to be outside probably, and these little kids are going to watch Santa double over.
Well, can the general public come and watch this?
I don't know. Listen.
Well, why would you plug, you moron?
Because I'm not a moron. I just want people to feel my pain.
We could have talked about this earlier, not in the plug section. You are terrible.
Hey, a gig's
all right,
a gig.
You've had three shots. This is the third shot. Do you think you can plug your husband's
I
band
I could
properly?
Do this because he actually emailed me the plugs this time. All right?
Oh, good.
Friday
all
the 20th.
Right, we're
ready? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, his band, the Baghdadios, will be playing Friday, July 22nd at Rock to Cure Cancer Benefit in honor of Joey Ramone, which is at the Belmore Pool House in Belmore, Long Island. And
nice.
On Saturday, July 13th, he's going to be playing with the Ramones at Mr. Beery's in Bethpage, Long Island. And on Tuesday, July 26th, the Baghdadios again. They're playing the Trash Bar, Brooklyn, New York. It's a comedy night, and they're opening for the comedians.
Nah.
So there you go.
He's playing with the Ramones?
The Ramones.
Oh, the Ramones.
It's a great tribute band.
Because my buddy plays with the Ramones, the actual Ramones, C.J. Ramone.
You're friends with C.J. Ramone?
No, my buddy plays with C.J. Ramone.
Oh, wow.
He's friends with me. He doesn't have friends like that.
All right.
We have to talk more about this later. It's 7:59
right,
and 14.
I got to thank our sponsors, you nitwit.
Yes, please.
I need to thank Success Martial Arts. In Chester. My daughter is actually going to be a little dragon, so she's going to know karate, so my days of controlling the remote control are coming to a quick end. And also, I want to thank GW's in Chester, New York also. Thank you for their sponsorship. Great place to get a beer, place to pool, listen to the band. There's a Ramones will be down there. We got to get out of here. If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one.
See ya.
Anyway, keep on listening. We've done this live from location and in war. Keep doing this.
Your community radio station since 1969.
I'm Brad Wheelis in Los Angeles. In addition to the three R's, California schools will soon be adding something new to the curriculum, and conservatives are not happy. ABC's Alex Stone with more from LA.